While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Talking about DirecTV. DirecTV pours in $1 billion a year in this contract. Now, the question is for other entities that want to get into this and bid, they're going to have to come up with more than $1 billion a year to make it work. Now, for example, you look at DirecTV and AT&T. They certainly would have the muscle and the push to put together figures that they can work with. Verizon can do that. I don't know what the financial viability, for example, of a Netflix happens to be. Kevin, of course, a major investor in Netflix, thus he keeps floating it.
Actually, no. I never thought about Netflix. I honestly think that Google may have a better shot than anybody else that is trying to steal it away, from DirecTV.
Well, Netflix just announced a plan, by the way, to expand into Europe.
Yes.
So they have a lot going on. I mean, look, it's an on-demand internet streaming. I mean, that's what it is. And the idea for them would be, if they were to get involved, for example, in the National Football League, to get more people to subscribe, thus it would make them more viable across the board. But again, you're talking about internet streaming. Now, you, you have a smart TV?
No, I have a adapter on it. I have a Roku player, so I have a streamer. I have a streaming player on it.
Okay, is it legal?
Yes, and it does make my TV smart. Not me, but the TV. And if it wasn't legal, do you think I would have told you?
Unfortunately, yes.
Not on the broadcast.
That's suddenly out of nowhere. There's this house that's surrounded.
Not on the broadcast. But yes, I if you don't have a smart TV now, you can make your TV smart.
Okay. Now, Netflix.com has attracted 194 million visitors annually, right? Which is, 194 million visitors a year, pretty good. The opening quarter of 2011, sales and rentals of packaged DVDs and so forth actually went down 20%. Now, packaged discs fell 19%. More money was spent on subscription rentals than in-store rentals. And they get this. They've done this. And they are in the billions, low billions, in terms of where they are with the money brought in.
Here's a thought. What if the NFL decides to take advantage of every opportunity available to them? What if they decide to open it up to satellite open it up to cable and just forego the streaming side of it and do what Major League Baseball has done with extra innings and center ice and things like that and make it available to everybody. Think about that. If the NFL gets, if you open it up to satellite and to cable, think about the potential money there.
Well, if I don't have it exclusive, I'm not going to bid as much.
No, but what if the NFL's getting a percentage of the revenues as well? You may not bid as much, but you may get a percentage of the revenue as compensation.
Who?
The NFL. You know, maybe the bid is, and I'm just pulling numbers, maybe the bid's only $1 billion this time, but they get 30% of the revenue from Sunday Ticket generates.
Depends. I mean, now Netflix is doing well, okay? It's doing well. Back, 4 years ago, Jeffrey Bukes, who is the CEO of Time Warner, kind of dismissed Netflix a bit as being, he says, like the Albanian army going to take over the world. But he also talked about the DVD part of it, which is doing well. Now, you're talking about splitting between cable and satellite?
Right. Every other major professional outlet that has these out-of-market game options have it available to cable subscribers as well as the satellite subscribers. What if the NFL looked into that? I can't imagine the NFL's not thinking about that, especially if they can get a percentage of the revenue generated. How many cable subscribers right now? Raise your hand if you're a cable subscriber and you would subscribe to Sunday Ticket if you didn't have to change your provider. I bet there's a lot of hands up right now.
But at the same time, if you're DirecTV, right now, I think that we get more money from combined.
Sure.
But for example, if you're a satellite provider, your bid will not be $1 billion. It's going to be less than that. I'm saying,
No, I don't think it will be either. But if you're going to lose it to Google instead, I think you want to maybe make an offer there that does that. I'm just saying, if you're a satellite provider and you know you're not going to get exclusivity anymore, you may want to, you know, see what you can do to at least keep it.
Well, first of all, if you are Google, or Netflix, why do you want to compete with a cable entity?
Well, I don't think they would. I think I'm talking about from satellite and cable. I don't think they would want to compete with it, but I think the satellite and cable would.
Satellite would, but you can expect a much lesser bid from the satellite people.
Exactly.
From DirecTV.
No, I don't think that this is an option for as far as the internet-based systems. I think they want it all or they don't take it. Because they're going to listen, there's going to be a lot of revenue or there's going to be a lot of expense that's going to go into carrying Sunday Ticket as far as Netflix is concerned or Google, just in the bandwidth that they'll be using.
Well, here's the other part, too. You have to be able to judge how many Philadelphia Eagles fans there are in other parts of the country that can't get the games. You have to judge how many Steeler fans there are in other parts of the country that can't get the games. You also have to judge how many games, for example, let's take the Steelers, how many times they're on national TV. They're on 5 times. So now we're down to 11. 11 games because, you know, you could sit there in Albuquerque, for goodness sakes, be a Steeler fan, and you can see the Thursday night games, the Sunday night game, the Monday night game.
You're right, but this has a lot more to do with being able to watch any game you want as opposed to your favorite team. I mean, yes, you get your favorite team,
but
it's also you get every other game too.
But Kevin, that's the issue today, okay? Most people just like to watch their team. If you ask a Philadelphia...
I don't know about
that. Really, if I ask the Philadelphia Philly fans, what do you think about the makeup of the Colorado Rockies?
No. Now you're talking baseball. See, football, I think, is differently. Football, I think, is handled differently.
Okay.
And I know really? That's the way it is for me, anyway.
What do you think of the makeup of the St. Louis Rams?
Depends. Do I have a fantasy player there? Because I'll watch that game if I have a fantasy player in it. You know, I don't necessarily...
No, you know your team better than I do. Well, I have no idea.
Well, I don't know yet. I haven't drafted my team yet for this year. But that's what I'm saying. I think Sunday ticket benefits and the viewership of those games benefit because of having all those games on at the same time. They're on, you know, one particular day. So now you can follow all of your players at once. Whereas with Major League Baseball, you've got 15 games on each and every night, and nobody's following their players as much as they are in football, because in football, it's much easier to deal with. You see what I'm saying?
You have four to eight teams off every week, too.
No, I understand
and you have
that.
You have a Thursday night game, a Sunday night game, and a Monday night game, and guess what? Okay, now we've cut down the number of over-the-air games to eight.
Well, with all due respect to Jets Bills fans, I don't really want to have to be stuck watching the Jets and Bills as the second half of the doubleheader on the CBS affiliate.
Yeah, but they'll usually give you a Broncos or a Patriots game.
Sometimes, yeah, but you know, I don't want to be stuck with that. If I don't want to watch, if there's a better game, I'll watch the better game in football. I'm different with football than I am with any other sport. I will watch a football game to watch a football game.
What's the makeup of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
I don't know. I'll tell you when the season starts.
You said everybody crosses over and can do. I mean, you know.
No, you're saying, well, what's there? How do they look? Are they running a 4-3-3? No, I'm saying people will watch a Tampa Bay Buccaneers game because it's a football game. You've said this how many times when it comes to college football? People will watch a bowl game if it's the insert sponsor name.com bowl because it's a college football game. It's the same way with the NFL. People buy Sunday ticket not to watch their favorite team. I know Steeler fans and Eagles fans that own Sunday ticket not because they can't watch their favorite team.
Okay. I mean, first of all, when I talk about the bowl thing, it's just that's the football game that's on.
Right.
So they'll watch the football game. Okay, this is not about choice. Okay, what you're talking about is choice.
Right, I'm talking about choice.
Okay, so you're trying to choose games. You're saying the NFL's different, all right? You're a football fan. I just asked you about two teams. You don't know about either team.
But I want to choose my own game, okay? That's what I'm saying. I want to have the option to choose the game I want to see, not the game somebody wants to put on my local affiliate.
Most people want to see their team. This is about
arguing that
DirecTV is about you're a Steeler fan living in Wyoming.
Yes, that's very much what it's about. They've marketed it that way for a decade. You're right. 100% correct.
As antelope graze outside, I'm watching Ben Roethlisberger throw the football.
Absolutely correct.
Okay, that's mostly what it's about. I see what you're saying. You'd rather, you know, pick a preferred game. Because, look, I mean, every once in a while, the networks give you a game. You sit back and go, what in the heck is this?
Exactly. It's usually a late game.
Right? I mean, somebody's, you know, they outsmart themselves. Hey, you know what? These are Steeler fans, so we'll put on the Bengals game. No, they don't want to watch the Bengals. Right? Give me the Niners Seahawks game.
Or, you know, and what happens a lot of times, like CBS will have the doubleheader, and it'll be a game I don't care about. And guess what? I don't even have an NFC game to choose from. So now I go, and now if you have Sunday ticket, you hop over, and you're like, oh, okay, well, here's all the games. I think I want the 49ers and Vikings instead. See, I think a lot of people will buy it for that reason as well, that are football fans.
I think they'll mostly buy it just to watch their team.
But let me tell you why I would buy it if it was available to me. Being a Steeler fan and having every game on television locally, there is always one game a year that is not. There's always one game a year that's on Fox the same time the Eagles are on, so the Eagles are on instead. And I'm sure that happens with Eagles fans, too. There's a game that's on CBS at the same time that the Steelers are on, and you're not getting the Eagles game. That happens at least once a year around here.
Yeah, but you don't watch anyway. You go down to the basement and you wait to you check your phone out. I mean, you won't even watch. So I don't understand what the problem is with the conflict.
I keep all the beer in the basement.
You get too nervous. You pace back and forth and make frequent trips to the, you know. So you're a bad example. You think you jinx your team and you don't even watch them. So what do you care if it's on DirecTV for?
And what if the NFL decided to make a deal where you could buy the games one at a time? There was a time where you could buy one game. It was like $30, $35.
I wouldn't buy any of them.
I was tempted the one time because the Steelers were blacked out.
What?
And there was no red zone. I almost spent the $35 to watch the game.
I know I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. Yeah.
Right. I pay enough in my cable every month.
Agreed.
Okay. Where, you know, the most expensive channel on there is ESPN. And that's what you're paying for, is you're paying for channels. Right? I'm not going to sit there and pay even more money because I need to see the Steelers play the Bills. I just wouldn't.
So that's my question. At 800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. If you could buy one game and Sunday Ticket was available to you, whatever your platform you're using to get it, would you do it? And even if your team is on almost every week, would you still buy Sunday Ticket to see more than just your team?
No and no. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070. No, I'm not. I can think of better things to spend it on. You know, I can think of better things. I watch every Sunday night football game. I enjoy watching Monday night football. I'll watch some of the Thursday games or whatever. But no, I would not spend extra money. I would not spend extra money on something like that. You know? But I also don't have an individual NFL team rock collection like some people do.
1-800-795-9565. What about you?
On News Radio 1070 WKOK.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, got to go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Steelers and the Broncos.
I hate to say that game would be a blowout. All right, let's go. Bob in Hanover. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for calling, my friend.
Just want to let you know, I'm a Ravens fan, and I'm a DirecTV subscriber, and I did purchase an individual game this past year. I forget what I paid for it. I think it was like $35.
So they still have that. They still offer the individual games.
Yeah, they have it. I can't remember the exact price, but it was around $35, I think. The way I figured it, if I would have gone to a local bar, I would have spent $35 or $40 on beer and food. So
bingo.
I have to do a couple of watch.
Bingo. You got off cheap.
That's a very good point, Bob. That's a very good point, Bob.
Bob, that is the same rationale I gave my wife, and she didn't buy it.
And, Steve, I hate to tell you this, but I'm also an IndyCar fan, so...
This is great. This is Kevin. They're all migrating toward you.
If you know the Ravens thing is the only issue I think in our relationship here, Bob. I'm saying.
But I am a big Penn State fan, so we have a commonality there.
All right, we'll skip the NFL side.
I like it, right. Bob. I like it. I like it, man. That's great.
Just wanted to interject that.
Hey, appreciate it, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Now, he bought a game. He bought a game, and it was right about the same price you said, about $35. Now, the Ravens are kind of an odd. He's in Hanover. They're kind of in an odd spot. They probably have some games where the Steelers are on, some games where the Eagles are on, and as a Ravens fan, since he's in Hanover, he's really in a crossover area.
See, I don't see a lot of the Harrisburg stations, so I'm not quite sure what they do, but I would think they have probably the toughest situation because you've got Philadelphia, you've got the Redskins, Ravens, the Steelers. I mean, that has to be some tough choices each week on what to carry.
Yeah, Harrisburg, York, right in that area. That's a really tough call. Now, you know, the network is the one that directs you as to what you carry.
But you can opt out, though, can't you? I mean, you can, like, if you prove something to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to give them some sort of documentation.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was.
This is what we really need to do. It's a pain in the neck. You have to do it. But I think if the NFL went with a cable deal through Comcast, whatever, they could financially clean up. And the fact that Comcast owns NBC and is already a partner now in the National Football League, I think opens the negotiating door even wider. Then Kevin can sit there and in a 10-week span can spend $350.
Still cheaper than what I'd spend at the bar and for wings.
Well, Bob was right about that. Plus, he doesn't have to drive home.
Yipper.
After some beverages. You, on the other hand, would still have to explain it at home.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I'll tell you, I wish I had the agent Charlie Weiss had.
Why is that?
In 2012, Charlie Weiss got $2.1 million. Charlie Weiss got paid more money by Notre Dame in 2012 than Brian Kelly. You know that?
That's a nice little agent commission, too.
Charlie Weiss got paid more money by Notre Dame in 2012 than Brian Kelly did, and Brian Kelly was the head coach. In fact, his buyout payments from Notre Dame continue through 2015. How about that? Kelly got $1.5 million in total pay from the university. The buyout for Charlie Weiss, who I thought did a brilliant job, $2.1 million.
$2.1 million, huh?
Yeah.
He can watch a lot of football for $2.1 million.
Brian Kelly's guiding his team to the national championship game, making $600,000 less than the guy that couldn't even guide them to the Shreveport Bowl.
Can you contract renegotiation?
Wow. Unreal. Yeah, we were talking about DirecTV. Again, this whole thing with DirecTV, it comes down to cash. And 85% of the country, or I think it's 86% of the country gets cable. DirecTV gives you certain options, which is great. I've never had it, but, you know, obviously I know of it.
Now, for the NFL, they're getting $1 billion a year from DirecTV. They signed a one-year contract extension for an additional $1 billion for this upcoming season. Then after that, it's up for negotiation again. Now, they're confident they can get it done, but still, it does bring up some interesting points with the AT&T merger. Now, with AT&T behind it, you would figure that DirecTV is awash in cash. But again, take Bob and Hanover. What did Bob and Hanover want to pay extra for?
They bought one game.
Yeah, to see the Ravens. Again, people want to see the culture of sports in this country right now. Okay, and the NFL still has that. But the culture is you want to talk about your team. It's about your team now. Philadelphia Philly fans know all about their team and all about their farm system and so forth. Okay, you know, the shuttle between Lehigh Valley and Philadelphia. What's the deal with Darren Ruff? What's the deal with Cesar Hernandez? Right, they know about Sebastian Baye in the system. They know about the guys that are going to be drafted in 2 weeks. And you know, when they finally get drafted, they're going to say, okay, I know they drafted X, Y, and Z. They're at Williamsport. I mean, Philly fans know about their team. Flyer fans know about their team. And they might know something about their biggest rival. Like Flyer fans probably know a lot about the Penguins and know a lot about the Rangers. Do they know anything about the Dallas Stars or the Nashville Predators? Do they know anything about the San Jose Sharks or the LA Kings? They probably know something about the Chicago Blackhawks because the Blackhawks are a national brand entity. In the NBA, you know who the stars are, but you don't know much beyond, okay? I give you Kobe Bryant. You'll say, yeah, yeah, the Lakers. All right, now who's the supporting cast around? If I start mentioning Pau Gasol and guys like that, you're going to be like, really? Okay, don't know. James Wade Bosch. Okay, Mario Chalmers, Haslam, Ray Allen. I mean, no, it doesn't quite, you know. Kevin Durant, maybe Westbrook. Perkins, no. Reggie Jackson, no. I mean, I can do this. This is now, it's different. I'm in the game. But that's one thing the NFL, and Kevin, I think you're absolutely right about this. More people do know. But again, part of this, but would you sit there and go with a DirecTV package just to watch fantasy football?
Well, I think it's, I think one of the ways they're doing it is how they're marketing it right now, Steve. And over the last couple of years, their push has been to get people on their system. So to get people on their system, they're offering Sunday Ticket free for the first year.
Right.
And and that's the way that DirecTV is working to make its money back. I don't know. I don't think it's working, but I think that's what they're doing.
Well, no, DirecTV, as I pointed out with Chris, is taking the same route Fox did when they got the NFL over-the-air contract for the NFC back in the 90s. Okay, the entire idea was they didn't really give a darn how much they paid for it. The idea was is that they were the fourth network, and they were trying to get people to watch their shows, The Simpsons, 24, whatever else happened.
I don't know what was running besides The Simpsons at that point. But
they had their big Sunday night lineup, and it worked. It worked. It worked big time for them. The ratings for Fox in prime time went up exponentially, which, of course, meant more revenue, which meant better ratings, which meant better ad buys and things like that. So that was their strategy of getting the NFL. The NFL was going to be used to promote their prime time lineup. For DirecTV, they use the incentive of Sunday Ticket to get you to subscribe to DirecTV and everything else that goes with it. That's the carrot. The NFL's the carrot. There was a TV show on NBC that was successful for years entitled Wings. What made it successful? It followed Cheers. So it's the carrot, the lead-in, they dangle in front of you
that gets you then to do more of what they want you to do. So NBC, instead of having one successful program in Cheers, used Cheers to then roll into the show after it, and it also that gave them two successful programs. And that's what Fox did by getting the over the air in the 90s, and what DirecTV does now. So for Netflix or Google or Verizon or whomever, the NFL, I think the bid on the NFL has to be a means to an end. It's not just, hey, we have the NFL. It's then to get you to watch. And what's the Netflix show you watch? House of Cards?
House of Cards, yeah, that's produced by Netflix.
Yeah.
One of two shows that they produce themselves.
Right. So, well, the idea would be if they bid on the NFL would be like, oh, yeah, what else do they have?
Right.
That's the business of it right there. Now, this is foreign territory for you. All right, because the business of sports, because you don't want to have a Super Bowl in Minneapolis, because when you toss the beanbag into the clown's mouth, it might freeze in midair.
Right. Right. Well, I've got two things that have to do with the business of sports for you. The Phillies have placed Cliff Lee on the 15-day DL, not going for surgery, at least that's the way it looks right now. It was a grade 1/2 left elbow strain. So they're shutting him down for at least a week, and they expect him to be back next month.
Good.
Now, the other thing in the business of sports... you're very familiar with the Allen, I think it's the Allen Eagles in Allen, Texas.
We talked about this yesterday. The $60 million.
The $60 million, that's not going to be opened again. But here's my question to you. A high school stadium, $60 million. Now, I realize they're selling out, but this stadium looks more like a medium-sized college stadium.
It's 18,000 seats.
That's a big high school stadium.
18,000 seats. But it's worthless. The concrete's bad.
Well, and if you're a taxpayer in that district, you got to be thinking to yourself, how does this happen?
I mean, here in State College yesterday, they passed the State College Area School District an $85 million tax increase,
right,
to go with $30 million they already have in the bank to build a $115 million high school. Now, of course, I thought it was very clever of them to put it on the May ballot instead of putting it on the November ballot, because
turnout's going to be a little smaller in May.
Well, it's going to be smaller, but at the same time, there are many, many more Democrats, for example, are going to vote as opposed to Republicans. Why? Every Republican race was unopposed. Right. Okay, every Democratic race, the gubernatorial race, we mentioned Tom Wolf won.
Right, especially the high-profile one, yeah.
Right, there was interest where people were going to come out and vote. So it skews who goes to the polls. Right, you're like, okay, great, fine. Yeah. These will be the same people who come up to you about a year from now saying, I can't believe my mortgage went up. Hey, it's going, sport. You finally caught on to that little concept, did you?
It's called escrow.
Okay. Here's one for you. You voted yes. So it passed here, but it's something that big should have been on the November ballot here and not. On the May primary ballot, because it then skews who goes to the polls. Yeah.
But I was thinking about this Allen, Texas thing.
But now that's $115 million for the entire school.
Right.
This is $60 million
for a
stadium.
Stadium.
Okay. Now, I'm telling you right now that the vote on that must have been done, at bars. I wouldn't spend $60 million on a high school stadium. It's high school, for goodness sakes. Bleachers on each side.
And it was community approved, by the way. It was a community approved bond election.
I know, and I don't get it.
Yeah, football's pretty big in Allen.
bigger than I thought it was. But all I know is that somebody poured bad concrete.
And a full animated scoreboard that's 38 by 23 foot HD. It is 75 feet wide and 45 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness. That's $60 million. I mean, I love sports. There's no way on the planet I would vote for a $60 million high school stadium.
Here's my comment to taxpayers who are worried about when their team puts in a turf field. Think of the Allen Eagles.
Unbelievable. HD scoreboard?
HD scoreboard. The press
for
box.
High school?
The press box is 140 by 42. The dream of my own booth has come to fruition in Allen, Texas.
Jack and I have been trying for years to get ceiling tiles because we don't know what's up there.
And you don't want to know.
You know what? And we've talked. You know how many times we've talked about that?
I can only imagine. Once a game. Once a home game.
Yeah, we talk about it often, as a matter of fact. Doug in Wellsboro. Hey, Doug, how's my man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Doug.
Hey, I was listening to your discussion about the business and sports stuff. My question is the NFL the exception? Are they getting too saturated? The emphasis is on Thursday night this year. They're expanding all these different platforms. Is there comes a point when people start tuning out, or is the NFL the exception to the rule?
That's an excellent question, Doug. We've had two experts on the business of sports in each of the last 2 weeks. Each was posed that question, and each said, no, they're not there yet. The Thursday night thing is a bold move on their part, okay? But I think what you've noticed is what they have not talked about. When they've talked about expanding the playoff by a game in each conference in 2015, they have not talked about expanding the season to 18 games any longer. That appears to be off the table, and I think that's their realization on their part that they can push it too far.
Is that more player-driven, that they don't want to go to 18 games, or is that business-driven?
First of all, you're right, Doug. It's player-driven. There's no question about that. The players have told them in no uncertain terms they don't want to do it. But at the same time, I think for the NFL, I think even they're starting to realize that at 16 games, you know, that gives them that little bit of less is more. Even though we're seeing more games in prime time, less can be more, and they can be smart about it.
It's just always amazed me. The NFL, I mean, you remember the USFL, the XFL, NFL Europe, that all folded. Now, it's a different kind of fan base, I guess, especially NFL Europe, but it just seems like the NFL, they can charge what price they want at this point, no one balks at paying it.
Well, you know what, Doug? This is something, and I've talked about this with Penn State as well. When you're reaping extensive financial benefits from media and the new TV contract, let's take Penn State for a moment. The new TV contract, which is still 2 years away, it's estimated that every Big Ten school will get $44.5 million per year out of that, which will be an increase of about $18 million over what they get right now. Where's the point where you look at your fan base within the stadium and say, okay, you know what? We're not going to play games with you. In fact, we're going to roll them back just a little bit because, you know, we're getting so much money here and having you in the stadium is really important. That's something that they have to consider even locally. And the NFL, I think you're going to see a trend with some new stadiums that are going to be a little bit smaller because there's a feeling of, I want to stay home and watch.
Right. Well, you see it the last couple of, I mean, for years and years, Penn State was a sellout. Now they run the fine line of with step and stuff of, yeah, they're getting the revenue, but they're not selling out. Everybody's doing it. I mean, you guys know that the last couple of months. Alabama, there's no more real true sellouts anymore. It's always the fine line of how much revenue versus selling out. You know, a stadium.
Hey, Doug, you're exactly right. You're spot on, and that's where you have to sit there and look. Like I've even said to a couple of people, you know, one of the smart things I think down the road you need to think of, and it's going to take a lot of money to do it, is I would chair back the stadium except for the student section, because you as a fan should have your own seat. Now, it would probably knock out 8,000 to 12,000 seats in the stadium, but you would have your own seat, and at the same time, it would give that seat more value. But that's just me thinking long term down the road.
Right, that's a good idea. Hey, Kevin, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin.
Thank you. Yeah, he's there. He had to put the bottle down. No, just kidding.
Okay. Hey, I just have a special request.
Sure.
Next time you do story time with Steve, I want to hear the recruitment of Chad Henne and the recruitment of Chris Sims. And I want the truth, Steve.
That's a story time with Steve.
I remember when Chris Sims walked into the Jordan Center on his recruitment weekend with his mom, but not his dad. and that's when I looked around and said, you can put the flag at half mast. I remember he walked right down the row, walked right past me, and I said, I think there's a problem.
What was the rub? Did Phil not like Joe, or didn't he want to go somewhere else, or what was the real story?
I think the real story was that they thought that could Penn State run the offense that could make Chris Sims a viable NFL candidate. I think that was the. Now, in the end, did Texas? Or no. In the end, was it Chris?
Right.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, and that's the Chad Henne thing. You know, a lot of the same topics came up. Could Penn State run the offense that could make him a really, really good player? We know the high school coach got actively involved in it. Fine, you know, the high school coaches can get, you know, some high school coaches are really good with taking care of their players and helping them make a decision. Others think that they're the most important part of the decision. You can make up your mind as to what this coach thinks he is. That's your decision.
All right. Well, it was great talking to you guys again today.
Story time with Steve.
My favorite segment.
Yeah.
Thanks, always Doug. Enlightening, isn't it?
Hey, Doug, if I write a book and really like put it all out there, would you read it? He took off.
I guess you got your answer.
I think the answer would be yes.
Well, that's your new book, Storytime with Steve.
I don't think I'd call it that. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Steve, I think I figured out why the Allen Eagles need a stadium that is as big as it is.
Why are we hearing the Ohio State fight song?
No, that's actually the Allen Eagles fight song.
Well,
in Allen, Texas.
Then they get them. They have the fate they deserve.
Well, you may be right. I think I figured out why they need a stadium that big, though, because they can spell out Eagles with their marching band, sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone, and fill the whole field. That's why they needed a stadium that big.
Yeah. Well, there's an old saying, a fool with his money is easily separated. Welcome to Allen, Texas.
I've heard everything's big in Texas, including the football stadiums.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that.